You're listening to the audio production of Finally Free, Fighting for Purity with the Power of Grace by Heath Lambert, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To my beloved and precious sons, Carson and Connor, a wicked world seeks to enslave your souls to pornography. The grace of Jesus Christ alone sets you free. Look to Him. Introduction. The purpose of this book. This book is not about pornography. You can find countless books about pornography. They include detailed information about the pornography industry, how many movies are made, what kinds of movies are made, how many people are involved, how much money is spent, and how many internet sites are devoted to it. In this book, you will not find any information about the pornography industry. Other books about pornography include long discussions about the damage pornography does, the layers of damage done to actors, the moral erosion within societies that embrace it, the physical harm and spiritual harm done to viewers, the carnage inflicted on marriages, the pain that afflicts the children and parents of consumers, and the incredible difficulty of defeating its temptations. This book is not about the catastrophic effects of pornography. Other books about pornography spend a lot of time telling people how to think about pornography, how it is bad, how it stands in opposition to the kingdom of Jesus, how it goes against committed marital love, how it impedes ministry productivity, and how it harms one's Christian witness. It is not the purpose of this book to rewire your brain when it comes to pornography. The goals of these other books are noble. There is a time and place to talk about all of these issues. But this book has a different purpose. For the past decade, I have spent thousands of hours talking with hundreds of people who struggle with pornography. I have never met anyone who experienced profound change because someone told them how many billions of dollars are spent on pornography every year. I have never met anyone whose life was radically changed by hearing, again, how damaging the pornography industry is and how they desperately need to think differently about it. Rather, every person I have ever talked to who sincerely wanted help already knew most of this information. People who are trapped in the deceitful web of pornography do not need more information about pornography. This book is about something much better than pornography. This book is about the amazing power of Jesus Christ to free you from pornography. In this book, I want to share with you the amazing depth and effect of Christ's power to eradicate pornography from your life. Whether you struggle with pornography yourself or are trying to help someone who struggles, I have good news for you. No matter how intense or long-standing the struggle, it is the work of Jesus Christ to set people free from such sin. Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul. Do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. Do you see the power available to those who trust in Christ? Paul moves from condemnation to confidence. First, sin is powerfully condemned. The words are clear. If you are sexually immoral, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. All those who look at pornography have only a fearful expectation of condemnation. Thankfully, Paul does not end there. He moves toward confidence in our Redeemer Jesus. Jesus cleanses sinners. Jesus loves to cleanse those who love to look at pornography, and He loves to give them power to change. Our sinfulness does not get the final word. Instead,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?